This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horstman.
Hello, everyone. It is Monday night, Bachelor Nights again. Monday nights, it feels good. It feels good to have the Bachelorette back on Monday nights. Tonight, you listen to Behind the Rose podcast. We are recapping my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And tonight we have good friend of ours, good friend of the podcast. She's actually been on before, Sharna Burgess. Thanks for coming on, Sharna.
I'm excited to be here, guys. Yes. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Always. Big Bachelor fan we have here.
Hey, it's been awesome. What a season. Oh, my God.
It's a crazy season. Yeah, absolutely. You're actually our first non-Bachelor recap guest. Yeah, yeah. So big deal. Kind of a big deal.
I feel very honored. Thank you so much for having me. Yes. Many of my friends are jealous.
What do you think of the whole season thus far? And this has been, like you just said, this has been a wild season. We had basically two Bachelorette season.
Right. It's been like a, wait, what's happening kind of season. Wait, what's going on now? Where are we? Okay. All right, cool. You sort of get on board with the next thing and go with it. It's been dramatic, sure, but I feel like most seasons have drama. But this has been kind of awesome to see two really cool, powerful women that are so very, very different. I loved, as much as it was controversy, I loved that Claire just knew in the beginning. I was like, go you, the balls that it takes to be able to be on a TV show that is asking you to fulfill a contract and be like, I'm sorry, guys, I found the love of my life. Like, I'm just not going to play that game with you for the next however many weeks. I'm done. And I've so respected that. And now, you know, with the season went, I mean, what shoes to have to try and fill. But it was so very well done by the network and by everyone on the show. I thought it was just really freaking cool and obviously accidental. I don't think it was planned by any means. I know the rumors about that. I don't think that by any means it was some big dramatic try to get publicity situation. I think it just genuinely happened that way. And so we got to see two really awesome women find love.
Yeah, I agree. Me and Eric have talked quite a bit about how different Claire and Tayshia are. And yet it seems like Claire's was, I think, pretty dramatic. And I mean, obviously, it's literally never happened. But then Tayshia, we're kind of going in a more traditional sense of a Bachelorette and the way the season's playing out, which is pretty cool. So we kind of got two pretty completely different seasons in one. That's been pretty cool to see. Tayshia, I think she's crushing it as Bachelorette. And basically this episode, we're already, it seems like, you know, I guess she hasn't been around very long, but we're down to her final four now. Yeah. We're down to hometowns. Yep.
Right. So, I mean, it went so quick, right? Yeah, it did. It really did. And that's got to be tough for her too, to have to condense all of this into a shorter amount of time and to still be able to try and figure it out. And as we can see in this, I think she's even still figuring it out. And even some of the guys, like, I'm not sure how I feel. I don't know. It feels just that little bit more rushed for them. So I'm really intrigued to see what happens next week. But I think she handles herself beautifully. I think she seems like an awesome woman. I think she's patient. She's kind. She seems like she's got a really good heart. She seems like an absolute catch for any of those guys. So I hope that wherever it ends up is truly what she wants, you know?
I know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I felt like I knew, and now I feel like I knew kind of who was in the top, you know, but now, I mean, I figured this would be the final four, but now I'm like, I don't know. I don't know who she's going to pick. Like, I'm actually seriously don't know. So we'll see.
I really liked Riley. There we go.
Let's get into it because I want to talk about that. Well, we'll break down the episode here. So basically the episode starts off, Harrison comes back. Chris Harrison pops back in. Him and Tayshia have a sit down. They kind of discuss what's happened while he's gone. And obviously the big thing that Chris is kind of confused about is Bennett. He's like, you sent Bennett home and then he's back now. And she was like, yeah. And he told me he loved me, you know? He's just like, wait, what?
What do you mean? I leave for one time, 1 week.
I know. And I will admit, I'm very torn between this whole Noah and Bennett drama. Where do you stand in that? Like, are you team Noah, team Bennett? Are you anybody's team?
I don't know if I'm necessarily anyone's team. I think Bennett is a personality, like you sort of said tonight, I think he can be taken the wrong way, the way he holds himself, the way he looks, the way he speaks. I think he can accidentally maybe come off arrogant in some ways. And unknowingly be condescending to people. I think because he does come from such an educated background. I don't think it's because it's from a bad place, and I think it has rubbed some people the wrong way. But I think if you watch him and you listen to him, there's good intentions behind all of it, even if he is a bit too blunt sometimes in the things that he's... some of it he was just straight dick moves, but the things that he said. But I think that he does get taken the wrong way. And so the whole thing between him and Noah, they're just such very, very different people. And not everyone's going to like you, and they definitely clash.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been saying that all season. Like, I don't think he realizes how he comes off to other people. His delivery is very off.
Very off.
I think he does come from a very good place. And he's very humble, I think, and has a good heart about him and his intentions.
Yeah. It's like when he did the comedy thing, right? The stand-up thing. And he was just so... wow.
Just dropped the mic. Which
just dropped the mic. And no shame with it and no regrets. You know what I mean? It was just like, bam, done.
Yeah.
There's a part of him that I don't think realizes the effect that his presence or his words and his delivery of them have on other people. So maybe he's just a terrible people person and terrible at reading people in front of him. But I don't think it comes from a bad place.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's a bad person or anything. So yeah, so he comes back and basically, you know, Tayshia talks Chris Harrison and they go to the next day and she's got the Blake one-on-one, which honestly, I forgot Blake was there. Like, he's kind of faded into the distance a little bit. Like, he was kind of had a big part in Claire's season, but he kind of faded in the distance at Tayshia's season. I don't know why that really is.
I don't know. Some people just, you know, it's an energy thing, right? He was there, but there was just something that wasn't sparking as much as others, which is also, I really think much of him at all, to be honest.
I know.
Not a bad way as a person.
Right.
I didn't think about him much in that sense. Mm-hmm.
Well, we found out about his energy tonight.
Yeah, that was an interesting
very
date.
Big and beautiful, apparently. Good for him. We love big and beautiful.
That was great. That's an interesting date because I've actually been on something similar. I went on a date like that when I was in Paradise with Caitlin Clemens, and we stripped down and we were doing like weird tantric like positions and stretching each other and stuff. And it was very odd. It is a super weird thing to do that in front of people and not like stare in each other's eyes. In fact, me and Caitlin did exactly what Tayshia and Blake did. She sat on his lap and just stared into each other's eyes. Like me and Caitlin laughed a bunch, but they were like super intense. I felt like they it was crazy.
It's such a vulnerable place to be in, and to do that with people watching, you know what I mean? To be able to open up, like to stare into a person's eyes for a long period of time is very, very, it's soul bearing or it's intimidating. It depends on where you sit with you too. Like, are you in that ready to be vulnerable and share everything? Or are you in that trying to see something in them? Or are you in there just letting it be? Like, whatever your intention is, it can change it completely. And energy is energy, right? So if you're feeling off and then they're feeling uncomfortable and then you're literally sitting on each other, staring into each other's eyes. I mean, I feel uncomfortable with if it wasn't the right person. But I don't think it necessarily means that they couldn't have been a good match for each other. It's just maybe that's a lot too soon. You know, too much too soon. That's very personal and
that's
intimate.
That's a good point. Yeah, and she even said, I mean, at one point she said, you know, like I was looking into his eyes and like I just didn't feel it.
There was no connection.
It's that age-old thing. If you go looking for it, you won't find it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's everything, right? So if you're searching for this one thing in their eyes, what do you expect? Like a speech bubble to come up or a light bulb or a... Like what does that sign look like to you? Do you know what I mean?
That's a great point. Yeah. And I think you're right. I think it's just when it comes down to the chemistry, it just wasn't there for those two. And she decides to let him go. And I saw a lot of people, you know, on Twitter and things like that. And everybody was shook that Tayshia was reacting so much to letting Blake go. She was breaking down. She was crying. Mm. She was like sitting on the side of the road. And
it was intense.
It was intense. And I honestly think we're getting to that point now for Tayshia where, I mean, it's been a long journey for her. These guys have been very vulnerable, more than I've ever seen before, very open, very honest. And I think it's starting to weigh on her immensely. And I think that was a moment where she kind of just broke. She broke a little bit. And it sucks to hurt people. And she's continuing to have to hurt people, you know, and that's a bad, that's a really hard thing to do. So I think that's why, I don't know if necessarily it was the connection she had with Blake, but I think it was just overwhelming, like her emotions. It was just so much going on. And she hurt another person. She knows she's going to hurt more people down the road. You know, it's not easy being the lead. I say that it is not easy to be the lead.
Yeah. I can, I honestly, I can only imagine what it is like to be the lead in this show, but to also now be her in this particular version of it, with it being so condensed and so much pressure on it and coming in as the second bachelorette of the season. And I just, sometimes like I can imagine she probably doesn't know which way is up. Like maybe she's sending some guys off and then as they're driving away, she's like, shit, did I make the right decision? Like, I don't know. And so it's that you're constantly, no one makes a decision. Oh, you, I mean, you tell me, but no one really makes a decision in that moment and is always 100%. I'm done. Goodbye. See you. Made the right choice. I'm sure once you get to that point where all these guys have been so vulnerable and jumped right in with her and did everything that she's asked, really, A, yes, it feels awful to hurt people. But then at some point you're like, shit. Was it right? Was it wrong? I don't know, because you can find both sides of it. And I feel for her. And I think she feels a lot too. Mm-hmm. You know, I think she really feels a lot, not necessarily just for these guys, but as in how she affects them, the opposite of Bennett, right? Like she feels everything in the room. And so I think for her, it's always going to be hard to hurt someone because she's feeling it for them from their side too. Do you know what I mean?
She's very empathetic.
And she obviously was for Bennett, because last week during the lie detector test, they asked her, you know, do you regret sending anybody home? And then obviously it was Bennett.
You're right.
She showed up at the end of the show and, you know, she kind of gave him a second chance a little bit to come back.
I mean, more than I think most bachelorettes would have. I think most bachelorettes would have been like, nah, you know? So yeah, I think you're right. I think she's a very empathetic person. And it's starting to weigh on her a little bit. And she is falling for multiple people. And in that moment, I've been there. Like, you can't have feelings for multiple people. Like, I that's like the age old question for the show. Like, can you have feelings for multiple people? Can you fall in love with multiple people? And I do believe you can in that, especially in that environment.
You've got a bubble, right? Mm-hmm. You're in a bubble where nothing else exists except this connecting with human beings.
Mm-hmm. And just dream dating scenarios.
Or nightmare, depends on who you are. I don't know. It'd give me anxiety. But I think that it's, of course you can fall in love with multiple people. Heck, I've been in love with multiple people at one point in my life and I wasn't in a bubble. You know what I mean? Love is confusing sometimes. Mm-hmm. And my God, I can only imagine the pressure when you have, the blinders are on. You have none of the rest of the world going on around you. You just have these human beings and you're deeply connecting to them and put into situations where you are supposed to deeply connect with them. It's not just going to be one person.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. So she's definitely feeling that. And I think in that moment, she lets Ben go. And then she decides, you know, like I need to also talk to another person. Sorry, what did I say?
It was not Ben, Blake.
So she lets Blake go. And then, she basically decides, you know, I need to talk to somebody tonight. So she actually goes, it seemed this way. I couldn't tell through editing, but it seemed like it was literally right after the date.
Yeah, because
right after the date with Blake.
Blake's luggage was still in the doorway.
Yeah, that's right. Because the guys were actually going to come in.
Yeah.
She was visibly shaken and emotional.
Yeah, she walks in and the first thing she does is literally sit there and cry for like a good like 3 or 4 minutes, which is a long time, you know, like in this, you know, in the full, like sitting there watching her. And then she decides she wants to talk to Riley. And she pulls Riley aside and basically it was a rough conversation because I feel like she couldn't get out why she was she was sending him home, you know? She like knew in her heart that he wasn't the one, but she couldn't express it. And he looked shook. Like he looked blindsided. He really did.
Yeah, she basically just told him that she wasn't going to lead him on.
Yeah, basically she didn't want to hurt him anymore. Yeah.
I mean, and huge respect for that. I love that. I mean, and being present to what it would mean for him to take her back to his family and not wanting to lead him on. Takes like a big set of balls to do that. You know what I mean? Especially when you're an empathetic person that hates hurting people. You got to choose to do the thing that hurts first instead of later because it's the lesser of the two evils in a sense. Mm-hmm. But I really liked Riley. I wasn't that much of a fan of him when it was Claire. But once it was Tayshia, I saw something else in him. And there's almost a softness come out of him more and more throughout it. And certainly in this episode in the tell-all, I was like, when he was talking to her, I liked him for her. That was a tough one.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I think you're right. I think she respects Riley so much that she didn't want to bring him to the rose ceremony. You know, she was like, I'm going to, you know, be honest with him and not lead him on all the way to the rose ceremony. So I think it was actually a show of respect from Tayshia because I think she really did like Riley a lot. And he seems like a great guy. I agree. We did see a lot more of him with Tayshia than we did with Claire. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. If I was Riley, I would have loved, even though it's probably harder, but in hindsight, hopefully he sees it's way more special for her to have that one-on-one than to just be one of many in that rose ceremony and be like, peace out, bags at the door. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I
agree. She respects him and has true feelings for him, but just not love in that way. Yeah. And I thought it was a really nice move done by her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely. I mean, I remember on my season, Becca let go Jason before rose ceremony, and he always said, like, looking back, he was glad it happened that way than right at the rose ceremony. Yeah, 1,000%. So, right. Yeah. So, yeah, she lets Riley go, and then we go basically to the rose ceremony. And this was obviously the next day, but it was pretty funny seeing Bennett walk back into the room with those boys waiting there, and all of their faces, they literally did look like they saw a ghost. They thought they saw a ghost. Yeah, I get it.
Because obviously he rubs a lot of people the wrong way. Mm-hmm, so they're all like, does it have to be you? Can it be anyone else from the season before? Can it just not be you?
Bring Easy back.
Yeah, exactly. They would have probably even jumped up and been like, Easy.
Easy.
Yeah. And at this point, you know, like a lot of these guys, and you can really see it, I think, the most in Zach, but they're falling hard for Tayshia and they are nervous. You know, they want to get that rose. They want their family to meet Tayshia. And so to see another person walk in that could, possibly get a rose like that, that's got to be pretty, I would be pissed. Like, I'd be actually angry, you know, more than anything.
Yeah. For sure. I agree. I get it. Yeah. They're all stakes in the game now. Skin in the game, I think is the saying. I'd be pissed if anyone came back in that door.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You get out.
Steal your rose.
The rules.
Like, he like touched Zach at one point.
Yeah,
and he was like, "What are you doing?
Yeah, why are you touching me?"
Yeah,
he
was like, "Get off of me."
He was pissed.
Yeah, he was mad. So we go to the rose ceremony, and I mean, for me anyway, who did you expect these final four? You know, did you expect who got led home tonight go home? Sure enough.
No, in the sense that I would have had Riley there.
Who would you have taken out? And it's hard. There's a lot of good guys this year.
I don't even know. Yeah, it's hard because these ones, like, she's really gotten in and they've been vulnerable with her and there's been a lot of connection made. So it's hard to really tell where she even sits. In fact, like, I don't have any idea who I think it's going to be that ends up with her. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't, because it is just so hard. They've been vulnerable. She's been vulnerable and they've done a beautiful job at getting to know each other. So I guess it's really – I have no kind of answer on it.
I know.
The only one that seems to be kind of questionable would be Brendan, because he really hasn't had much of a presence on the last probably, 3 weeks of episodes?
I was just going to say, that first one-on-one, but since then he's kind of been there.
It was very like kindergarten puppy love-ish like in the beginning. But yeah, he hasn't been around.
Yeah.
That's also true. That's a good point. Yeah, he sort of disappeared for a little bit there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she basically ends up sending – Bennett, Noah, and
how bizarre is that, actually, that Bennett and Noah actually go home together?
The same time, yeah I know.
Home.
Mm-hmm. Noah the came back time. Just to get sent home with Noah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So we have Ivan, Brendan, Zach, and Ben. Oh, yeah, because he already had a rose. That's why. He already had a rose from the one-on-one. So those are the final four. So we're going to meet their families. Tomorrow
night.
For those of you listening tonight, we're gonna meet I love Hometown's actually probably my favorite episode. I'm really excited for that episode. I feel like you really get to know the people when you meet their families and all that. Four great guys, and it's getting harder to watch because I feel like Tayshia, like you said, she's so empathetic and I can feel for her.
All the families are gonna love her too, because she's such a warm, sweet person. You know, I think you can really get to know her so well and relate and just feel her, you know what I mean? I see that through a TV screen. I can't imagine what these families and parents are going to be like, do all the things, everything, get the rose, get the ring, do the things.
Wife her up.
Bring her home for Christmas.
Bring that girl home for Christmas.
Yep, exactly. So before we get to Hometowns, though, of course, we had the Men Tell All. It was an interesting Men Tell All because there wasn't a crowd. It was a little different. They were like almost like pitted against each other on the stage, which I've never really seen before.
Right?
Yeah, that was like the whole setup was.
It was like Team Bennett and Team Noah.
Yeah, it really was. Like it was interesting the way they kind of like, I don't know, pitted each other. Yeah. So it was good. It was a good mental all for the most part. There were some funny moments and everything. But basically it starts out, I mean, they don't waste any time. And they pretty much talk about, I mean, right away, the Bennett and Noah situation. And like you said, Eric, who is Team Bennett? Who is Team Noah? I don't know. I felt like a lot. There were some people, though, that were both. So the guys that I really trust seem to be Team Noah. The guys that I really, really like seem to be Team Noah. But there were a few that were Team Bennett.
There was also an interesting tweet about this tonight.
I did saw that.
Did you see Ivan's tweet? Ivan tweeted something along the lines like, he's like, Noah isn't, or what did he say?
Yeah, I think it was Noah isn't wrong.
Side of this argument.
Or something like that. Yeah. Which I like Noah a lot and I trust him. So.
You mean Ivan?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's so
there's obviously goes a little deeper than what we're seeing.
I mean, doesn't it always though?
Oh, for
there's
sure.
definitely something underlying of the whole thing, but yeah, I mean, I guess maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I read it wrong. I just think he's socially awkward and bad with people, but I mean, comes from a bad place. But maybe he does really enjoy being the smartest man in the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
A little too much. You know, and that comes across in arrogance and rubs people wrong. So if he's arrogant around anyone that has any minor insecurity or not even insecurity, because I wouldn't say Noah has that, but is this a definite personality clash between him and a lot of the guys, I guess.
Agreed. And being in that environment before, like I have like, there's obviously, I mean, everybody knows this. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes and everything, but I always say watching the show, like if all the guys really enjoy somebody, but they're getting a bad edit, but if all the guys like them, then it was probably just the edit. But like, if you see like a lot of the guys don't really like, Luke Parker's a good example for that. A lot of people are like, it's edit, but none of the guys, like not a single guy from that season liked Luke Parker.
Right,
so for me,
right.
That says way more than the edit. You know what I mean?
100%. Yeah, I agree with that too. Oh, maybe he is a dick. Maybe he's just a bag of dicks and we don't like him. And I read it all the wrong way.
I don't think that's the case, but I mean, I think we'll find out. Like, I really do think that, you know, people are going to start doing podcasts and we'll start hearing some of the tea, if you will. Yeah, for sure. So that was honestly the beginning of the mental. I was kind of just mostly that.
Ed kind of went on chasing a little bit.
Oh yeah, Ed did go on. Chase wasn't even there to defend.
Yeah,
himself,
I was going to mention that. Yeah, there were three people who weren't there. That was Ed. I'm sorry, Chasen, Easy, and Joe weren't there.
Joe wasn't there.
I bet they'll be at the final.
Probably.
Because Joe was super popular. I'd be shocked if Joe.
And so
was
Easy. I think Easy kind of.
Yeah, Easy. I feel like
had
Easy
a lot
was
of fans. Great. This season.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends were like Easy as well. But they replayed the whole Yosef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely Matt. Touching into that one.
Yes. And you could see some of the guys' reactions in watching
all of them.
Playback of it. Like, and then I'm sorry, I take it back. He is a bag of dicks.
Yeah. I'll say,
This guy, I can 100% say with confidence in watching the way he reacted tonight, and he just couldn't find any empathy that he, in even watching it back, that what he did was wrong.
And when he said that he wouldn't mind if another man talked to his daughter that way, to put her in her place, like, what?
Yeah.
It was just, so out of line.
Yeah, he dug his heels in, that's for sure. He was not, even Chris Harrison was
Chris
like,
Harrison's
I don't
test.
Usually do this. But he's like, he basically said the apology for him, and all Yosef needed to do was nod his head, and Yosef wouldn't do it.
Even Harrison had a tweet after the show, and he was like, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him apologize.
But you can't what?
Make him apologize.
He tried. And that was another example. Like, all the guys went in on him. Like, not one guy was like, I kind of agree with Yosef. It was like, everybody just went in on him.
Even Riley. So, Riley was like, hey, bro, I'm 10 feet away from you. He's like, he was ready to square up.
Yeah. Was like, pissed.
Yeah.
So that says a lot. And I'm surprised. I guess I'm not surprised they brought him back to talk about it, put him in the hot seat. I'd be shocked if I saw him in Paradise. So I think that just rubbed everybody the wrong way. And I don't think you can bring him back.
No,
I think sometimes You know, look, it's interesting to have a personality that's strong and can create a little storyline to a degree, but he is a bad one. He's a bad egg. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's one that you would bring back from Paradise. I think if he was brought back from Paradise, I'd question the morals of of casting of the show. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't enjoy that at all.
There's fun villains, and then there's like real life villains that you don't want. Yeah, you don't
want that. Real life, like, just no.
I had completely forgotten about all that.
Yeah, I know. It felt so.
And he wasn't even on that date that he blew up on.
What was so weird. Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out what his angle was with this. Like, what? Why was he so passionately against it when he wasn't even there or had anything to do with it? And so I don't know.
Guys were kind of asking the same exact thing.
Like, we were
were there. We weren't offended. Like, we were there.
We were butt naked and we were fine.
Yeah. We could have said no. Like, I remember they were like, we could have said no, but we didn't, you know. So, yeah. I don't think we'll be seeing much more of Yosef. That's for sure.
Thank God.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Then they decide to bring out Tayshia. She looks stunning as usual. And this was actually pretty cool to see because a lot of the guys, well, she's, like you said, she's well liked. Like, all the guys like her. You know what I mean? There was no hard feelings that seemed from anybody. So that was good to see. And they had, like, legitimate conversations. Like, she basically, Blake asked her, you know, the usual questions. Like, do you, you know, what was going through your mind? Do you regret it? And I thought she answered incredibly well. Because, And she was just very honest, you know? Yeah. And she was like, I thought it was really interesting when she said, the very first conversation we had, Blake, you said that you still had feelings for Claire. And she said, you know, I kind of put my walls up because she's like, I didn't want to fall for you. And then you hurt me. And I was like, damn, that was good. Like, that is that's a reason. That's not just like an excuse, you know, or trying to find, make him feel better. Like, that's an actual reason, you know?
It's an actual reason. And I think it takes a lot of emotional maturity to be able to find that and say that. Do you know what I mean? I think it was really well done by her. And, you know, unfortunately he was looking for that validation of like that he's still missed or she regrets it just a little bit to make him feel better. And the easy thing is to say maybe a little bit or whatever that is, but she didn't, but she delivered it in such a way that was also really easy to hear and hopefully receive on his part that, you know, it just was what it was. And it was, you know, yes, timing, sure, but also you said this and we just weren't going to get there. I thought it was really well done. I agree.
Really good. And then she also, Riley kind of broke down a little bit. I think it's super clear that he's still into her. You know, he still has feelings for her.
And he pretty much owned up to it. Like, he was, he kind of missed the boat. Like,
he said that.
A little late with his feelings towards her. Yeah.
Well, listen, you don't know what you got till it's gone. I think it took him until he was cut, basically, to realize that he had these deep feelings for her. It's an interesting thing, you know. I can imagine that whole putting walls up and guarding yourself. I can imagine even some of the guys do it too, because you realize you're in a situation, you are one of a couple, and as much as you want to put yourself forward and be vulnerable and win this girl's heart, I'm sure there is an amount of you that says keep a wall up because just in case, you know what I mean? It might not be you. And so maybe he kept those walls up a little bit too long, you know, and then, he realized it too late.
A little too late. And being in that environment as you know, quote unquote, contestant, you even start to be like, is the only reason I'm into this girl because I'm in this bubble and we're going on these awesome dates. Like, you even try and like, you know, try and calculate and like work through it in your head. Like, why am I so into this girl in this moment? You know? Yeah. So there are a lot of walls that you have to like bring down as a contestant as you move through week to week.
I can only imagine. I can imagine, actually. It's people go through that on Dancing with the Stars. You're in a bubble.
It creates
this relationship. And then when that bubble ends, if it's real, it survives. And if it's not, it doesn't, you know?
That's so true. That's true. You can relate a little bit to it too. You totally can relate to it. You're in that bubble, the cameras, the pressure. Yeah.
Yeah. Not so much on a romantic side. I've never been romantically linked to any of my guys, but there is a small, let's say a third of them that have stayed friends with me. And there's three of them that are deep fam to me. But I've been friends with let's say 95% of my partners. There's a few that we shall never speak of. But
we know.
Say that again.
She said, we know.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, you guys know.
Yeah, but that's true. I mean, It's a weird environment. Just being on TV, you know, is a weird environment. Being in reality television, and you go in knowing that, like, what am I getting myself into? You know, kind of thing. So,
yeah. It's intense. It's a whole other world.
It is super intense. So basically, like I said, Tayshia does great. Honestly, they brought her out on the couch. You know, I thought she spoke really well to Riley, to Blake, the rest of the guys. All the guys still seem to really enjoy her and like her, which is always a good sign. And then they get into some funny bloopers, which that's honestly sometimes the favorite part of the season for me is the bloopers and the funny things that they leave out.
Yeah. I have to ask you, because there was the one of Blake waxing Kenny. Did you do any bonding with any of the guys, any of the boys from your season like that?
Not quite. I never had to wax. Have you? Yeah, have you, Sharna?
Oh, me? I thought you meant me on Days with the Stars. Sorry, did you ever have to bond with guys like that on your season?
We had some funny moments. I personally didn't, but we had a moment, I remember on my season, where Leo and, oh my gosh, I want to say it was Chris Stapleton. I can't remember who, but they were in a bathtub together.
Stapleton was on there?
Did I say, no, what? Chris Staples. Sorry, Chris
oh,
Staples.
Oh, like Chris Staples.
You didn't finish it. You were like, what? It was like,
Chris, I didn't say, yeah, Chris Staples. Like, yeah. Chris damn. Staples, the basketball
Chris
player.
Chris Stapleton
the dunker. The dunker. And Leo were in like a bubble bath together. And then we were like fanning him with leaves, like funny stuff like that, you know? But I don't think I did personally. Did you on Dancing with Stars? Like, how close do you get? Like, with do you do any funny gags?
Yeah, waxing people's bikini. No, I've never had to wax anyone, but they have done things where partners have waxed their partner before because the guy's just got like full bare chest.
Like, what was that? That Neve from Catfish?
Yeah, Neve had to do it this season. Deceivingly hairy, that man. Like, he was more hair than anything else.
He had more hair than body.
Full stacked abs when he took all that hair away. I was like, he's jacked.
Yeah, he's jacked.
Who knew? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think it's very intimate for a man to do it to another man if you don't work in that field. Do you know what I mean? Blake?
Totally. Yeah.
That's a lot.
It was a lot.
Hey, bro, let me touch that up real quick.
Yeah. Let me just hold it down for a second. Yeah. All right, now pull.
Yeah, let's actually talk about, speaking of that, let's talk about how they showed a little blooper of Blake and Tayshia's date where like that woman was like, what was that thing? Like a chakra? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like
I don't know what the crystal is called, but she was going over the chakras. The chakras
are
them in your body. And I guess she was the sacrum? I can't remember, the lower chakra. She just spent some real time looking at it.
And some of the things
it was all blacked out. Like,
yeah. And that camera angle was fantastic because you could almost see Tayshia looking right where she, you know, right at it like the whole
she
time.
She was just leaning over it, just like, just so beautiful. Just that's pure magic.
So powerful. Yeah, right.
Just so powerful.
Feel that energy.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That was great. And, you know, I think we also, that was good. We also remember, or we forget, I should say, that it was like 120 degrees this season. Like, it was hot out there for them.
Well, so that's basically stagecoach weather. Like,
yeah, that's exactly where, and it was 120 degrees out there. Yeah. So it's kind of funny that, I'll give a shout out to producers. They did a really good job of like the bubble COVID-wise. Like, they didn't have any COVID, you know, breakdown. None of the producers, nobody got COVID out there. 120 degrees. Nobody had heat strokes. So that shout out to production and the show. They did a good job this year.
Kind of just the creativity, trying to do all that with
kind of throwing
travel
things together. Yeah. So
ABC's crushed it all around between the Bachelor, Bachelorette, and dancing. That no COVID outbreaks, no anything. They figured out a way to make great television in a pandemic. I think that's freaking awesome.
Yeah. It's kind of cool to see. I think and hopefully it helps seasons in the future, you know, because maybe they've started to, like, I don't know, get lazy, if you will, you know, they knew what worked and they would do it. And so maybe this will kind of spice things up a little bit moving forward.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Silver lining. Silver lining
of everything. A lot of silver linings in COVID, you know, we're trying. Yeah. So right now we got the final four. So who do you think is going to be her final two, Sharna?
I'll put Ben in there, and then I don't know. Who do you think?
So I actually think I'm going to switch mine because I had this final four, but I think I'm going to switch. I had a final two in my head. We haven't really talked about it. Me and Eric haven't really talked about it, but I think.
Yeah, we both had this final four.
We had this final four, but I think it's going to be Zach and Ivan. I actually think Ivan's. I think Ivan's going to sneak up in the final two.
Ivan is a sleeper.
Mm-hmm. I think Ivan and Zach are her final two. I don't know which one is one.
Yeah, and Ivan.
Yeah. That's who I think. Right. I think Eric.
Yeah, I'm agree with you, Blake, just because of the two little teasers for the preview tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ben obviously is questioning if he loves her, they show. And then Brendan, it doesn't seem like he seems like he's completely lost after she meets the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I'm trying to remember I had told Beck I was falling in love with her before hometowns, but I didn't tell her I was in love with her until after. So, but I knew it, but I didn't say it, you know, where I don't think Ben clearly, I don't think he even knows it if he does yet. And Brendan clearly is like super confused, you know? So I think Ivan and Zach are going
to
take
that. She's already said it to Zach. Like they've already said it to each other.
That's crazy to me.
Did they already say it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tay said she was falling in love.
Oh yeah. Falling in love. Yeah.
That's a Bachelor thing. We're like, is there a difference? I don't know. But in the Bachelor world there is, you know what I mean? It's like one of those things. There's one of those things, but yeah, that's crazy for the lead to say it that early. Crazy.
I mean, she feels deep. She feels a lot.
She doesn't hide it.
Zach and Ivan, huh? Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I feel like the Ben thing, even with the teaser that they put out with him not being sure, and then she also said, I didn't see things going like this. Mm-hmm. I feel like there is some sort of like, you didn't see this coming situation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do agree with you on the Ivan deal.
Yeah. I feel
something there.
Yeah, he's a sleeper for sure. So. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So we got some questions for you from some loyal listeners here.
And a good friend, actually.
Yeah? Well, you want to go first, Eric?
It's a pretty funny one.
Let's go. Let's hear it.
This is from my boy, Tomas Hunka. He is Brett Eldridge's personal trainer.
Oh, cool.
And he wants to know if you are single.
I got a few of those too. I'm not gonna lie. I got quite a few of those.
I'll shoot the shot for you, Tomas.
I actually am not.
Okay, Sharna.
Damn, you've been holding out on me.
Yeah.
Hey. A lot of
single. She's not single anymore for the first time in like forever. So it's pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's so cool. Well, I'm going to have to like, a lot of these, I'm going to have to search
probably
through
100
now.
Of them.
Yeah, I got a lot of those. Oh, but before we really get into those, how about a shout out to KB on Dancing with Stars? I mean, you were there for all of that and everything. So how was it seeing her, you know, win it all and everything? That was pretty cool.
It was so awesome watching her journey, especially because I didn't know if it was going to happen to her because we had Hannah win the season before.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit like I was watching like, damn it, she's just so freaking good. And they were so tough on her too. And I also like Artem is family to me since we're teenagers. So it was like I wanted it for both of them so much and I felt like they truly deserved it too. But I didn't know. I didn't know until we were 5 minutes from the end of the episode and we all get this instinct, this feeling that we know whether you're going home or you're staying or who you think's gonna win. And as we were leading into the end of the episode, I was like, oh my God, they've got it. Especially Artem and Caitlin's freestyle, maybe biased because I was in it, but it crushed everyone's. It crushed everyone's to me. I thought he did such a great job at creating something in a pandemic where you have very little extra things like we would normally get. Like if you look at my freestyle with Bobby Bones, I basically recreated the greatest show. You know what I mean? With all the stages and all the fireworks, you name it. So I thought they did an amazing job. I thought she was a fantastic dancer, a beautiful woman personality, such a freaking boss babe. And I loved getting to watch them in their journey. And I wish it was in a different season where I could have been there with them and actually got to be in a space with her and get to know her more. Cause I feel like she's the kind of woman that I would love to have in my circle of women. You know what I mean?
So she's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wish it was, I mean, it's fantastic she won everything. And even that she was on it. Like, I don't think she ever thought she would be on this, you know, be on Dancing with the Stars. But it is the COVID season. I didn't get to go. We would have been front row for like, you know, dinner every week, you know.
Well, we were still talking about going out the that finale weekend, just so we could be there to celebrate after it was all over if she had won.
We ended up because of COVID.
Yeah, I know.
We'll delay the celebrations.
I was like, we'll celebrate.
It'll be
some
a big
point.
One in Nashville.
Yeah, we're just saving up all the celebrations. It'll be a month-long party at some point.
Oh, for sure.
So a question for you, though. Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, somebody asked here, they filtered in crowd noise for this season, right? Did they do that? And how was that? Was that louder than normal, quieter? How was that?
So the thing is, for us on stage, we didn't really hear it. It was more the people at home that heard it, or when you watch it back on TV. So for us, we were just screaming really loud in the audience up on the balconies, because that's all us when we're dancing. That's all we can hear. We were the support group for each other when you're starting numbers and when you're, you know, getting ready to dance. And because we all talk, we know who's nervous. We know who's killing it. We know who messed up in dress rehearsal. And because you have no adrenaline rush of the crowd to drown it out, we just did it for each other. Do you know what I mean? And it was a really, really cool thing that we all came together like that. In many ways, even though we had to be socially distanced, it brought us closer, even more so as a fam, because we had no one else but us to be there for, you know, and we couldn't walk into each other's room and help each other. So it was text chains of just moral support of how on earth am I supposed to get it together this week? Like, it's, you know, and it was all oddly kind of more communication sometimes than it would have been in other times. And so there were parts of this that, again, silver lining to a pandemic that shone a light on our friendship and how we could all be there for each other even more so. And one of those was the cheering in the audience. I did hear a lot of complaints about the one that was put over the top of it, the fake audio or the fake cheering. People would say on Twitter all the time that it sounded awful and it was too much, or you couldn't hear the judges. But that's just us trying to figure out, like, literally the levels and the balance, you know what I mean, in an unknown situation. Yeah. So, it was wild. Yeah.
And all on live TV.
Yeah, on live TV.
That's pretty crazy, too. Yeah. It's live.
Live TV in a pandemic. Yeah. It's pretty special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, final question here, because there is a little... especially on Twitter, speaking of Twitter, you know, a lot of people are a little upset. Like you said, that two bachelorettes have won Dancing with the Stars. Bachelor Nation. I mean, we are powerful. There's a lot of us out there when it comes to voting and everything. So do you think that Bachelor Nation contestants should be allowed on Dancing with the Stars?
Absolutely. Here's the thing. No one's ever going to be happy unless it's their fave that wins. Right?
So true.
They're pissed that Caitlin won, but she was also a phenomenal dancer. It's not like she wasn't a great dancer and then the rest of them that didn't, you know, the second, third, and fourth were terrible, and it was Bachelor Nation once again coming to, like, Bobby Bones' season. Not the greatest dancer, but Bobby, like, his army of fans is so huge. It was the B Squad. They won it for us. So, and then they weren't happy with that either. So we're not happy if it's someone with dance experience. We're not happy if it's someone that's not the best dancer. And now we're not happy that it's two bachelorettes in a row. I mean, no one's ever going to be happy. You can't please everyone all at once. I think Caitlin absolutely deserved the win. I also think Niamh was amazing, but it was Caitlin's on the day. She had the bigger fan base. Doesn't mean Niamh didn't have a big fan base. You know what I mean? Or he didn't do everything he could. And so I think it's fair game. What are we supposed to do? Try and make sure everyone is on the same level. It's just, it's impossible to make sure everyone starts with the same fan base. Yeah. It's never, what a boring show if we just picked everyone that had no fans.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, like you said, I remember when Bobby Bones, you guys won, and like, it was like the, you know, everybody was freaking out. I remember Joe.
Yeah, I'll never
broke the show.
You broke the show. That's exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I'll never forget your expression when you won. You were like, did this shit just happen? What?
I just backed up. I was looking at Bobby like, what is, I don't understand what's happening. I don't understand what's going on.
And there it is, right behind you. I remember carrying that through the Dominican.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
I remember carrying that through the DR airport, and that is heavy.
Yep. It's not light. It's heavy. She went with me everywhere. She was on the beach drinking cocktails with us. She was at the bar hanging out with Ray Lewis, convincing him to do the show the next season.
Yeah.
She was everywhere.
Yeah, definitely had some cigars with Ray, too.
Yes, I did not. I cannot stand cigars because I accidentally inhale them and then it's instant death. So I stay away from cigars.
Oh, man. That's got to be such a rush to win that show, man. Woo!
Yeah, it's wild. It's beautiful. And I'm so excited to have seen Caitlin and Adam do it. I have this amazing video of them, of us around them cheering and Adam giving a speech and Caitlin being there with them and them holding the trophies and just the tears streaming down their faces. And I've been trying to send it to Adam for weeks, but I filmed it in 4K. And so it just, it won't upload to my Dropbox. That's just me being, you know, technologically illiterate.
So you need to do like a Dropbox or like a Google Drive, one of those or something.
Oh, I've got one of those, babe. But like, I still got my work. Come help me with it. Can you please? Like, someone needs to fix this for me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, awesome, Sean. I appreciate you coming on. Where can everybody find you? Because I tell you what I'm going to be doing now is I'm going to be creeping your Instagram to try and figure out who you're dating. That's what I'm going to be doing. And so we need our listener.
No one will find anything anywhere. It's super new too. I mean, I should have.
That's cool.
No one's really calling it a relationship. Yeah, we're dating. I'll fill you in on all the things. But no, we're going to stay in our own, speaking of bubbles, our own little secret bubble for as long as we can. Good. So, but it's dope.
Yeah, that's great.
You can find me at Shauna Burgess. So at Shauna Burgess on Facebook is at Real Shauna Burgess. And Twitter and Instagram is at Shauna Burgess. And the rest of the platforms I don't use. So don't look for them.
See, I don't even know if I use Facebook anymore, to be honest.
I don't. It automatically uploads to it. But, you know, same. Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Burgess.
And both of you guys both use Green Ring for some great causes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Eric,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Green Ring has been awesome. I've been donating to Our Rescue for the last couple of months. I'm about to get ready to change out my foundation and charity. I'm doing a little poll on Instagram to see who it's going to be and who it's going to go to. But I think so far we've raised somewhere around $5,000 for Our Rescue, which is really, really cool. And I'm super stoked that we've been able to do it. So, Our Rescue has been amazing. So everyone please join Our Rescue. My Green Ring. It's less than $3 a month. And you basically just hear me ramble and see all the random shit in my life.
Which would surprisingly be really fun, I'm sure.
Apparently people love it.
Yeah, you're raising a lot of money, so you must be doing something right. Awesome.
You want to plug your
game? I'll plug mine. My foundation is St. Jude. Yeah, close friends. So I do my bachelor recaps every week on my close friends. That's my craziness that I do. And then, we've raised a good amount of money. I don't know the amount yet. I haven't been paying attention to that yet. So join my close friends, support St. Jude. It's an incredible foundation.
We'll do some collaborations with you two on them.
We should
both do some dance videos.
There you go.
Do you want to do a dance video with me?
Oh, I'm always up for dancing. Oh, yeah. I love some dancing.
If you're on the next Dancing with the Stars, get him on there.
I'll be your partner.
We'll do a dance video together. It'll be your audition tape. We're going to send it to Dina over in casting.
Done. Let's do it.
Now we're it's talking.
Oh, look at that teaser.
We're going to get everyone on here to petition for it too. It's a wrap. Get into the next season.
Well, thanks again, Sean. Thanks for coming on. That was fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to follow our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, like, and give us all 5 of those damn stars. Behind the Rose is recorded on site at the world-famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. See you next time, Behind the Rose.